What was once a seemingly endless amount of ice in the Arctic is shrinking faster than predicted by most climate change studies. Many scientists say that climate change is the main culprit, but a UC Santa Barbara climatologist says a new study shows between a third and half of the Arctic ice loss may be due to another problem that's not man-made. It's a major shift in wind patterns.
Consensus in the community is the driver of this decline was due to the human being impact. In this study, we tried to quantify the contribution from both factors. So what we found is the natural variability still play a considerable role there, from 30% to 50%.
Chinua Ding is an assistant professor in the UCSB Department of Geography. He admits it's hard to separate ice loss, which might be climate change related, and wind shift related.
It's really hard to tease apart, distinguish the contribution from two factors. In the observation, it's just observation. We observed a very fast decline since 2003. From 1979 to 2003, there's some slow decline, but not very fast. Abruptly, after 2003, the melting trend was crazy. In 2007 is the lowest year, and 2012 is another record year.
Ding talks about what may be driving this wind-related heating, which their study show has been going on for about 30 years.
We argue wind or weather pattern change in the Arctic is related to something in the tropics. Some tropic Inso or La Nina change, and that one can drive some wind pattern change, and eventually this wind change will propagate to the Arctic. And this wind change in the Arctic will change the weather pattern locally in the Arctic, and also a warmed Arctic air above sea ice, and this warm air will melt sea ice.
The researcher makes an analogy about how the two forms of heating are affecting the ice. When Ding talks about anthropogenic forcing, he's referring to what we consider human-caused climate change, while natural variability is the wind shift, which is also adding to the decline of ocean ice.
You can think like in a room on the ground, there's some sea ice, and if we want to melt the sea ice, we have two different ways. One is we turn on a furnace to warm the room temperature. This forcing is very similar to something like the anthropogenic forcing. The room temperature will be increased. Another thing is the natural cycle is really similar to something we put a heated blanket on the sea ice. And this heated blanket will also melt the sea ice very efficiently, accelerate melting. So both work together to melt the sea ice.
The UCSB researcher admits we don't have enough information to tell how long they think this natural variability or wind will be affecting the Arctic ice.
We don't know how long it lasted since, because the data so far we have only for 35 years, 38 years. People start to use the satellite to monitor our Arctic since 1979. So we have no idea how long this type of a natural cycle could last. Probably longer than 40 years, probably 70 years. So we have no idea. We still need to wait longer to get more data, to get a better understanding.
Ding warns that on the current path, we could be a half century away from having periods of the year where the amount of ice coverage in the Arctic falls below 15%, which is the level where the region would be considered ice-free.
For the short term, like 10 years, 20 years, probably we need to consider both. But after 50 years, there's no any doubt anthropogenic forcing will overwhelm internal variability. Probably in that time, the Arctic will have some ice-free summer.
Ding says the goal now is to try to come up with more accurate prediction models for the wind-driven heating. The research project was funded by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the National Science Foundation, and NASA. The study was just published in the journal Nature Climate Change. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.